Despite this year's unusual legislative session, there was good news for the future of Florida agriculture. Jack Payne, Senior Vice President for Agriculture and Natural Resources at the University of Florida, spoke with us about the Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences' newly approved budget.
We are really thrilled at the success of the legislative session, although it was a difficult time how things would turn out, but my hat's off to our friends in both the House and Senate. They really understand that IFAS is the research and innovation arm of a $140 billion agricultural industry in this state, and they came through and provided everything we needed this year to fill positions that we've lost during the recession years, and we look forward to being able to continue to do great things for the state of Florida.
Payne said they also received an additional $1 million to fund breakthrough citrus greening research at the Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alfred.
Senator Galvano was very excited about some of the work we're doing in Lake Alfred in molecular biology. We're working with molecules that seem to have a definite impact on the bacteria that causes greening. And it's one of many things that we're very excited about. We're near some very major breakthroughs and finally ending this terrible disease. And so this extra money will help move that along at a much faster pace.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Josh McGill.